Anything else this morning?
I just wanted to say I talked to Joanne George.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
She called me, us, and I think we talked an hour and a half. And she was telling me that she's finally accepted where she is, and she's happy. And she says, you know, I look around at all these houses, and there really ain't nothing for me to do. I need to pull the weeds and all this kind of stuff. She says that there really ain't no weeds for me to pull. And she was telling me about, you know, she goes to the church with her daughter and son-in-law. And she said, but all in all, she said, it's good. And I said, well, that's great to hear. And she said, tell everybody, she sends her love, and she wanted to know how much God meant to her.
Yeah, her and her family lived here forever and ever. One part of her family developed this little place back here, and they owned land. And so it was really hard for her when her daughter said, no, you need to come and live with me because we don't want you over there all by yourself, because she had an automobile accident and she got a lot of confusion and so forth, and they were looking out with her. So they sold her house here not too long after she went over there. The other place over here, her antique shop, is not sold yet, but I don't know what they're going to do with it. But it was hard for Joanne. And the same with Cheryl Eisen. You know, when her daughter decided, Mom, you're to a point you need to go into an assisted living facility. So we keep in touch with them, and they keep in touch with us. So that's a wonderful thing.